You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
For the past 40 years, photographer Mary Ellen Mark has had access to the film sets of some of the world's finest directors like Federico Fellini, Francis Ford Coppola, and Francois Truffaut. Today, an exhibit of some of those images opens at the Staley Wise Gallery at 560 Broadway, and there's also a new book from Feiden called Seen Behind the Scene, 40 Years of Photography on Set. I'm pleased that both of those events have brought Mary Ellen Mark back to the show today. Hi, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
How did you first get involved with working behind the scenes on movie sets? Did you work as a special stills photographer before you established yourself as a documentary photographer?
Well, I think working as a special stills photographer was the first way I started to work in a commercial sense. And it just happened by chance. I was hired to work on Alice's Restaurant.
Arthur
Penn's film. And I really, that type of work has changed a lot since so many years ago, because you could really go and just make documentary pictures on a set, and it was just right up my alley.
Well, does it require similar skills to going into the brothels of a street in New Delhi? New Delhi or Bombay? I can't remember.
It was Bombay.
Mumbai now.
Mumbai. In a way it does, and of course in a way it doesn't, because
know what they've said about Hollywood films and brothels.
Right. It does, because you're actually catching moments the same way you would be doing a story on the brothels, but it's not the same sort of edgy atmosphere.
Well, have they ever inspired each other? For example, you asked Milos Forman to let you shoot on the set for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. They didn't have a budget for a stills photographer, but obviously it was a topic that you were interested in.
Well, with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I mean, I owe a lot to that film and to Milos, because I worked on that film, I met the head of Oregon State Hospital, and he was about to retire. But before he retired, he allowed me to come and live in one of the buildings, with a maximum security building for women. And I did a book called Ward 81.
So you shot a film about a mental institution, and then you shot a real mental institution.
And then I shot a real mental institution. I mean, I took photographs on Milos's film, which was a great experience also. And then I had the added advantage of meeting, Dr. Brooks, who was the head of the hospital, and corresponding with him for about a year, and then going to the real hospital.
Well, people often ask cops, how close are the cop shows to the real experience of being a cop? How close are those movies to the real experiences that you have?
Well, Milos Forman is a realist. At heart. I mean, he's a great filmmaker, but he's also a realist. And so I think he tried to make the film as close as he could to what it really is like, with added sarcasm and humor and all those things.
Did watching those directors' work have any influence on you when you went out and did one of your photographic projects?
Well, I mean, watching those great directors' work, it was such an advantage for me. It was like an amazing learning experience. Not only the directors, but watching the actors, the wonderful cinematographers, all the technicians. I learned a lot.
My guest is Mary Ellen Mark, who has a new exhibit called Seen Behind the Scene, obviously a play on words, 40 Years of Photography on Set, both a show at the Staley Wise Gallery on 560 Broadway opening today, and also a beautiful, I hate to call it a coffee table book, but
well,
it's that size.
A coffee table book.
It's that size, and this is from Feiden, gorgeously printed. What exactly does a special stills photographer do? This is not taking publicity photographs, is it?
Well, the pictures can be used for publicity. They can be used for advertising. You're hired by the production company. Sometimes the director or the producer will ask for you, or an actor. But you come on and you work for a certain number of days, and you produce photographs, which the film company is hoping will be used in magazine stories or for advertising. Now there's a big emphasis on advertising, so it requires a lot of studio work. When I first started to work on film sets, you didn't need to do any studio work.
Now, why can't they just clip a frame out of the film and use that? And why do they need a
still sometimes photographer? They do that. I mean, the guys that are the real unit photographers, some of them are really wonderful photographers. And sometimes they do that. But I guess they're hoping to have a certain person come on and get their specific point of view of the making of the film.
And have you the freedom to take any kind of picture of something you find interesting?
It depends. You used to have much more freedom. You used to really be able to wander the set much, much more. And I work a lot on Tim Burton's films, and when I do go on his set, he gives me a lot of freedom. But I think that often when the film company hires you now, they really just want studio photographs so they can use them for what they call their one sheets or advertising.
I would have thought that it would have worked the opposite way, because as you developed a reputation on your own as one of our leading photographers in this country, I would have thought that when they hired you, they would have thought, well, we're going to get a Mary Ellen Mark kind of a thing rather than just some person who knows how to take a bunch of pictures.
It's all changed so much. When I first started to photograph, it was really based on individuality much more. I mean, when I look at photographs now, I think sometimes it's hard to tell who actually took the photograph. But my work, I thought, in my personal work, is definitely based on people being able to say, oh, yeah, this is by Mary Ellen. But it's the demands have changed now. I mean, it's become much more uniform and more commercial.
In your own work, you often document tragic elements of the human experience. Prostitutes in India, homeless families, runaways, marginal subjects. Often.
Not always.
But people in circuses, all sorts of other interesting kinds of things. Are you attracted to certain kinds of films, or do you just simply shoot the film that they call you for?
Well, you shoot the film they call you for, but of course, personally, I'm interested in the films that are a bit edgy and strange. And like last night, I saw And the Ship Sails On. Did you ever see that?
Fellini film.
It's brilliant. So imaginative.
Well, the first film featured in this book is a Fellini film. 1969, you were on the set of Satyricon.
Right.
You don't include pictures from Alice's Restaurant.
You know what? I didn't. That's the first film that I worked on. And I looked at the pictures, and I didn't think that I really did as well as I should have on that film. It was the first one. And I wanted these pictures to all be of a certain level. And although it was a wonderful film to work on, I almost wish it had happened a bit later when I was more experienced.
But it's also interesting that you've worked on so many films with great directors. Arthur Penn is your first
director. Great director.
And people know Bonnie and Clyde and some other films from him. And then Fellini.
Fellini and Tim Burton and so many. Francis Coppola.
Francois Truffaut.
Milos
Forman, we said.
Louis Buñuel. I mean, no, I've been very lucky to have had those incredible experiences.
You also include some writing about the movie-making process by directors, actors, and other people on the sets. Why did you decide to include that? Would this have worked just as well as a total picture book?
I thought this book is really a tribute to all of these amazingly talented people. And I thought it would be really interesting to have them write something about that special world of cinema. But I had producers like Richard and Lily Zanuck wrote something, and Tim Burton wrote something, Milos Forman. They each had a different point of view. Helen Mirren wrote something, and actually Helen Mirren thought of the title for the book.
Mm.
So I owe a lot to her.
But you don't include a lot about your own experiences. Are you willing to talk about the more surprising moments you've had while you were on a set?
Well, I'm willing to talk about it, but I always feel and I've always felt this as a photographer, what's really interesting are my subjects, not myself.
All of the images in the book are in black and white, although most of the films that you were shooting for were in color. Do you always shoot in black and white?
Well, I shoot my personal work in black and white. And I started to edit. I edited for about 2 years through thousands of contact sheets. And there were so many more black and white pictures that I chose that I decided to make the whole book black and white. But I do shoot now often on films. I shoot color also.
But you only shoot film? Have you tried the new?
I don't shoot digitally.
Because movies are now often shot digitally.
Some are. But I shoot film. I love the look of film.
They're saying digital is coming to look more and more like film. It's starting to get that look of air in it. That was a problem in the past.
I just feel, you know, I've worked so many years with film. I know it. Why should I change? I mean, as long as it's still around, I'm going to stay with film.
You said that the process of movie making over the last four decades has changed. You write in the introduction that directors no longer sit behind the camera.
No. They sit at a video assist. Everyone sits at a video assist.
So they see exactly what the camera is
seeing? They see exactly what the camera sees. And so that, of course, that was a wonderful moment before when the director and the cinematographer were watching the take from right behind the camera, especially with Fellini because he was so expressive. But that moment is gone. A video assist is not as visual, for sure.
What about the celebrities, the actors that you shoot? There are many in this book, Dustin Hoffman, Marlon Brando, Johnny Depp, Catherine Deneuve. How do they react to somebody taking their picture? Is it the same today as it was in the past? Because celebrities today seem to have a much more contentious relationship with photographers.
Well, I mean, it is different now. I mean, when I first started to photograph celebrities, you could just go to their house and take pictures. That is very rare now. There's a whole protective system around them, and it's difficult to break through that. I mean, over the years, there are certain actors that I've gotten to know, and it makes it easier, of course, when I go on a set because they know me and trust me, but it's definitely more difficult to get access.
Well, recently we had Michelle Williams on the show, and she... I don't know how serious she is, but she talks about getting out of the business. And it's partly because she just feels like her privacy is so hard to maintain.
Yeah, that must be very difficult because there's this much, much bigger cult of the celebrity now. Although people always worshiped celebrities when you think back. I mean, people like Marlon Brando and,
and Mary Pickford.
Monroe and exactly. But it's still much more of... there's much more pressure put on actors, I think, now, and much more of an invasive type of pressure.
And you're still shooting these films. There are images in the book from Australia,
Baz
Luhrmann's new film, Appaloosa, Ed Harris's new film, The Argentine, which is directed by Steven Soderbergh. That one hasn't even come out.
I think it's just about to come out.
Yeah. So are you still doing this
as a
regular?
I'm still doing that, and I'm still in all three of those films. The directors really liked to have photographs on the set, so I was able to wander around the set too, besides doing the portraiture, because what I love most is to take those caught moments, those real moments.
Your husband is also a filmmaker, isn't he?
He's a filmmaker.
Do you ever collaborate? There are so many still photographers have tried their hand at filmmaking, and some, like Paul Strand, made incredible films.
Yeah.
Are you tempted?
No, I'm not tempted because I know how hard it is. And it's a different way of looking at things, definitely. A still photograph captures a moment. It stops a moment. Film is linear. But my husband and I do work together. We worked together on a book on twins, and he made a film about twins. And now we're doing another project, which we've been working on for 3 years, on the American Prom. And we've traveled all over the country with a 20 by 24 Polaroid camera and photographed different proms. And then he, at the same time, he made a film of interviews of the kids. So we do that together. And that was a really interesting project. And it's portraits, not spontaneous moments, but with a huge camera. And it captures something about our society.
Well, a camera on a motor... can be pretty much like a film camera, can't it?
It can be.
And I'm sure that you've just shot films. Sometimes we went chikung, chikung, chikung. What do you get out of that that is all that different from making a film?
Well, it's different because you're going to still pick an individual image as the really great image. Whereas film is so linear. And also when you're shooting film, you're shooting for editing. You're thinking of another element in the future.
Well, you're going to wind up editing when you go over old negatives as well. And when you're putting this book together, did you have the experience that many photographers have told me about? Some of the images that they thought were the best way back when they first did them, no longer look all that interesting, and others that they just rejected out of hand now look like the best shots that they did.
Well, I did experience that. I found photographs that I had never seen before on the contact sheets when I looked at, and it's a really pleasant surprise when that happens.
And how many of the pictures in this book are at the show at Staley Wise?
There may be about 30 photographs, and there are over a couple hundred pictures in the book. It was hard to edit them down to figure out which ones, but I tried to pick the classic ones, like Fellini with a horn and Marlon Brando with a beetle on his head.
And you can find them also on our show page at WMIC.org. We have a slideshow with some of the images we've been discussing. There's the show, which opens tonight at the Staley Wise Gallery at 560 Broadway, and the book, Seen Behind the Scene, 40 Years of Photography on Set, from Fiden. And I want to thank you so much for being with us again,
Mary
Ellen
Mark. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.